We first came up with hashtag Ask for Gus because we realised over a number of years that we had lots of young people who just come into the store, and although it's really easy to assume that they're up to no good and they want to maybe pinch a tie, they were actually there when we spoke to them because they needed somewhere to be. They needed somewhere safe. They might have been feeling vulnerable out in the street, or they just didn't want to go home yet because mum or dad might not be home yet, and they just wanted somewhere to hang out and have a chat. And as we are well known for chatting, they clearly decided that we were the place that they should hang out. There's a lot of online bullying. There's a lot of shaming that people do where if you're a little bit different, we're going to stand up against you and say, no, actually, that's not OK. You're not the same as us. And that's what we say no to. We say everyone deserves to feel safe. Everyone deserves to know that someone cares about their welfare, and we're those people that care. And we needed to let our students know and our parents know that they can trust us, they can depend on us, and we're there for their best interests. We're not there just because we're a store. We're there because we kind of come into these children's lives from nursery, and it's really important that they have a good image of themselves and they just know they can come and talk to us about things as well. We started to do this initiative because we just felt we needed to be present and we needed to go on the record as being present. And we did a Facebook post that we kind of thought might be lost in the ether, a few people might see it, and it really exploded. I think about 50,000 people had seen it within the first couple of hours, and it had been shared a lot. And the overwhelming response was that parents and young people were really happy that there was somewhere that they knew, they trusted. I mean, obviously it helps that all of our staff are DBS checked, so we are safe. But they knew us, they knew where we were. It was easy to trace us. They trusted us, they knew us as individuals. And the schools actually, when we were speaking to our schools, we're really, really excited about the prospect that they could tell their students that there was somewhere in the community that was invested in their interests and in their welfare. So it's been really well received. We've been asked actually to spread the campaign over different media forums, so such as Instagram and Twitter, to ensure that all young people can see it. So we're just launching some more advertisement around that. And we've also been popping into schools, making sure they're aware and giving them some posters to put up as well, so that all young people are aware that we're here.